However, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel loy meno af star in nekach umemcher. Even a star of a sale ain kaisvin. We do not rewrite up a second one. And v'chein hoyu Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel loy mer that ha noisein matana lechaveroi. If somebody gives a present to his friend, and he gives it to him with a star, like, I want to give you my house for a present, so I give you the star, I give you the piece of paper saying that I'm giving over the house to you, kinyan star. And then the person, after he receives the star, then he gives it back to you. So halacha is chazra matanasai, that the matana is returned. In other words, you could return the matana. So that's what we're afraid about a shtar mecher also, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. It may be true you first bought this shtar, you bought this property, and a person gave you a shtar, but right after you received the shtar, you gave it back. And we'll soon see he holds that oisyes niknas b'mesira, that if I give you back the shtar, you take back the property. So we're afraid maybe the property was already returned, and therefore we cannot write you up a second shtar. And that's his halacha, that matnosai is also chozer matnosai. However, the chachamim omrim, the chachamim say you should now know matnosai kayemis. That once I give you a present and you receive it, it's yours. The present is yours. Like Rashbam says, matnosai kayemis. El imkein, if you want to return it, you know what you have to do? Chozer omachro, you have to resell it to me. Make up a new shtar. Or inostal lebe kinyin gomer, or else let's make a new kinyin. Or bishtar chodesh, a new shtar. Like a new mechira. In other words, if I give you a shtar and you accept it, it's yours. The present is yours. If you want to return it to me, you have to make a new kinyan. It's something new. Write up a new shtar, make a new ma'aseh mechira. But just to return back the shtar that I gave you, the chum said nothing doing. Once I gave it to you, it's yours. That piece of paper now, you return it, means nothing. That's the machlekes of Shimon ben Gamliel, we'll soon see, and the chum. Now, what did we say before? Chutz min achray yishaboy. That if somebody bought a house, and then he complains to say, he lost the shtar? I don't have my shtar, I lost my shtar. And two eidim say, yes, we know that you bought the house and you had a shtar. So we had before, we are allowed to write up for him a second shtar, but we do not write achrayis. Achrayis we do not put into the shtar. That's what it said before. Omamah, chutz min achray yishaboy. Now the Gemara says, my timer. What's the reason? How come when we write up now the second shtar that you bought this house, that this house belongs to you, why don't we put achrayis? Like when you first bought it, you bought it the achrayis. But achrayis means, let's say the person that sold it to you is a big baal chayv, he owes people money, and he can't pay them up, so they're going to come and take away this house because he owes it to them. So in case the house is taken away from you, you have an achrayis, a guarantee that the moicher is going to have to give you back the money. So if that was in the first shtar, why don't we write this up now in the second shtar? So Mara says, Omar of Safra Lefi Shein Kaisfin Shnei Shtaris Al Sod Achas. Because Bechlau, we can't have two good shtaris on one field. We do not write up, we don't give a person two shtaris saying that he owns the field. Tashbam says, Shein Yichtab Lashtar Achar. Because if we're going to write you another shtar, Chashinim were afraid, Duma Osi Bal Choy V'Torah Fle Lahai Sod, like we'll soon see the whole case. We're afraid that the field will be taken away from you, and then you go and collect the field a second time, shleikadin. So we never give a person two shtaris saying that he owns this field. Why? Dilma may be ozol balchayv. You bought the field off Reuven. You went and bought a house off Reuven. We have to be afraid maybe Reuven owes people money, and the balchayv is the people that Reuven owes money to. They go to Reuven, and Reuven is broke right now. He has no money. So what do? They come and take the house away from you. So you have to be afraid. Dumul ozal bal chayv. Maybe the bal chayv of Reuben will come. Toraf leilahai. He'll take away the field from you. The yozal hai. Now this person, even after it's taken it away, he still has another shtar saying that he bought a field off Reuben. Umapikhad. He'll take out another shtar that he has. For toraf lekuchas. And he'll take away from lekuchas. In other words, this Reuven sold other property to somebody else later on. So he's going to come out now with a second shtar that the shtar says that Reuven sold him property. So he has another shtar now saying that second property belongs to him. For Torah Lekuchas, and that Shalakadin. So therefore we're always afraid to let a person hold on to two shtaris that he owns the field. For Yom Le'el Bal Chayv, now he'll tell the Bal Chayv like this. There's the first Bal Chayv that's taken away the property from him, will tell him like this, I'll make up a deal with you. Shoifli, right now be quiet, don't say anything. Tiyekim bo, like you take the field now and hold on to the field. Vohodar later, Torah Tirfon, Omapek Achrino, later will come and take away the field. Vohodar also, Torah Vokuchas Achrini, and then I'll come and take away the Kuchas a second time. In other words, when the Baal Chayv comes to you right now, you tell the Baal Chayv, right now be quiet. Let's wait. Don't do anything right now. Be quiet. I have two shtaros right now. So what I'll do is I'll take away a second field from somebody else that bought it off Reuven, Shalai Kedin. And when things quiet down, when I get back that field, then I'll let the Baal Chayv come and take back his first field. So that's why I'm afraid we don't let him hold on to two shtaros. The Gemara says though, but V'chivon the Karani l'shtara d'malva, but no, like once a malva, once a Baal Chayv comes and collects his money, so the locher is like the malva, we rip up his shtar. The Baal Chayv is the malva, like I lent money to Reuven, Reuven owes it to me. He can't pay it back, so I take away his shtaris. But once the malva is paid up, we always rip up the shtar. So anyway, he can't collect the second time. What should be the whole problem here? Maybe you tell me the late Karano that here we're talking about, we do not rip up the shtar of the malva. The Rav said, like the Baal Chayv is in the Kamaisa, but the first time we rip up his shtar, so he can't come and collect a second time. Ivo Omer Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said like this, call Tirfa. Anytime Bezdin has the right, Tirfa means that when somebody can't pay up money, so Bezdin goes, writes up a shtar tirfa for the malva, that he has the right to go down to the property of the leiva and look all over to see which property he wants to take. In other words, Reuven owes you $1,000. Reuven says he has no money to pay it back to you. So Bezdin says, okay, we'll give you a shtar tirfa. Now you have the right to go down, take away his property. So anytime Bezdin writes up a shtar tirfa, that means to give you the right to go down to his property. So kol tirfud le kosebe karana le shtara de malva lav tirfu. But before Bezdin gives the malva the right to go down to his property, what we do first is we have to rip up your first shtar milva. So you shouldn't come and collect a second time. Like, true, we're giving you a shtar now, you have a right to go down to the leiva's fields, take away his fields, but at the same time we have to first rip up that shtar milva to make sure you won't collect it a second time. The chol adrachto. Now, draft is another type of ishtar that when Bezdin goes down, like we want to sell Reuven's property. So we make an announcement and we put it up for 30 days to see who wants to get the best sale. Like we put a sign up, house for sale, to see who gets the best property, so the best price. So when we ever write a shtar draft, the same thing. La Costa de Carano, a tirfo, lava drafti. We don't say, listen, we're going to rip up the tirfo. The tirfo is time to go down to look over which field you want. Then they write up in a drachta to see the best price. So when they start to make the best price, then they have to rip up the shtar tirfa, that you should not have the right to take away more property. And then after they make the drachta, then v'chol shuma, then they actually value how much the property is worth to see how much you're going to get. So v'chol shuma d'loikosu v'kirana l'adrachta. Anytime they go to value the actual field, again, if we do not rip up that shtar adrachta, lav shuma means nothing. So kids, so we see whenever Bezdin does anything for the malva, that he could collect his money, we always make sure, take precaution, that he can't collect a second time. We make sure that his first shtar was ripped up. So if his first shtar was ripped up, what's the problem here that this lokeach should have two shtaros, that the property belongs to him? The Baal Chayv can't collect twice anyway. So Gemara says, L'tzricha, the case here is talking about, Tekosi mikoyach abaso. Here, when this lakeach is saying that the field belongs to him, he's not saying that he bought the field. And then it's a shayla Baal Chayv to come and take it away. But he's saying he got a machmas avasal, he got a b'teras yerusha. Like he's saying, this field is mine, b'teras yerusha. Rav Shvam says, m'shani lo tzricho, t'yosu mekeach avasal. L'kachen kaisvin shnei shtaris. Therefore, since you're saying this field belongs to you, because you received it from your father, so if you lost a shtar, we do not write a second one. Techashinam, we're afraid, Dilma may be lav mikoyach alvo yovev yitrov. Le yovev yarer, kizu asad gzulam yavoysov, ze shemachru locho. Ve vi uedem, kiz asad avoysov, ve mocha shemachru gozlam yavoysov, esium yodavim, dil yodavim. Kids in a case where it's a shell, if they stole your father's field and sold it, so in such a case, if you hold on to two shtaris, Here we're afraid maybe you collect two times. This is the case that we do not let you have two shtaros. Well, not that you bought the field, but your time in the field always belonged to your father. And other people say no, that your father stole it from us, and you need a shtar saying it belongs to you. So there we're afraid to give you two shtaros, you may collect two fields. Oh, malei ravacha mi diftle ravino, v'lo malei lemei malei lebal choyf. Like we said at the beginning, what are we afraid about? That the one that bought the field is going to say to the bal choyf, shoyfli b'hayarya. Listen, wait, don't take away the field from me right now. V'yekembo, let me stay here a little bit. Tefik lei. Why does the lekeach have to say this to bal choyf? Tefik lei that the chivon the noka treish torah, torah v'hod the torah. Stam, if the lekeach has two shtaros, let the Baal Chayiv take away the property right now, and right after that he'll go and take away another property. Like, what does he have to tell the Baal Chayiv to wait a while? What do we got to keep things quiet for? Right away go and take away two properties. Tzmura says, no, that like he's a good business deal, that he wouldn't do. Because im kein, if so, nefish yalei baladinim. He'll have too many people come to complain about him. He doesn't want to have a Baal Chayiv saying, you owe me this property, or another person saying, you're taking away this property, like you didn't. If he's going to have too many din terrorists here, too many people involved, he may get caught. So therefore, what he tells the first Baal Chayiv is, wait till everything calms down, and then I'll let you take this field quietly, and then we're afraid, since he has another shtar, he'll collect the second field, like you did. For the Gemara, though, but still, what are we afraid about again? The first guy says he bought a field, and I lost my shtar, and do me a favor, write me up a second one. So what should we be afraid about? So Gemara says, v'lichtov. Still, let's write him up a second shtar. V'lichtov l'hai shtar amalyo, v'lichtov tavro l'moicher. And we'll write a tavro like a receipt to the moicher. In other words, we're going to write up a new shtar to the lekeach. That lekeach claims he lost his first shtar that he bought. So when we're true, we'll write you up a second shtar. But at the same time, we'll give a receipt back to the moicher as if to say, you should know, you sold this field and that's it. You're already yetzer. The person received the field that you sold him. So why is it enough to write a tavra, to write a receipt? The licht of tavra l'moicher. Samura says, kol shtoro, the diafkun alar yedo, psulim levar min defek v'zman edo. Now let's write a receipt saying, that listen, that this is the only field that I'm giving to you with the shtar. And if you come with any other shtar at a different time, you have no right to get it. This is the only property I'm giving to you. So then we have nothing to worry about. If we write up a second shtar mechira, but we write clearly that this is the only property you'll be able to receive, so what are we afraid about? So Gemara says, Omu Rabon and Kaimad Rapopo, Fiyamrila, and some say Kaimad Ravashi, that Zoysimeris. And here we see a clear proof that the Locher is, Ein Kaisvin Shaiva, no. Once, if you give somebody a shtar, saying you bought this field, so we do not give the seller a receipt as if to say he already gave away the field he's supposed to. And Kaisvin Shaiva, that's not the way Bezdin does. Meshtam said, even some achlokes tanoim, or masis, and pirik, meshtori avois, dikleman diyom, and Kaisvin Shlai Yitzhak Lishmor, we don't write receipts, so we have to watch it from the akvorim. But over here, by Shtam Mecher, everybody holds, and Kaisvin. When you're on a sale of a property, there's no such thing as we give back a receipt to the moich, as if to say, the lecher can't collect the second time. That's why we're still again afraid not to let Lakeach have two shtaros. Omlu, he says back, no. The Yalman may be your love.